Rinan Vav, Krucha Mebalov, the middle of the Yomid, Igdilo HaTaruvez, Mishnah says, Igdilo HaTaruvez, Mira HaTaruvez, there was a Nisarev, a Ben Koyin and a Ben Shivcha, Vishicharu Zeheze. So the Gemara says, Shicharu Iboy in Iloy Boy Iloy. That means they did it on their own accord. They weren't mechuyev to be meshachel. But why should it be like that? In the matzav that they are now, Lisa Shivcha in a yochel, Paschoyren in a yochel. Omaro ve'eime koifin oison u'meshacherin ze eze. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Leshichu loikloima leikafinu luhu leshacher ze eze. But me, for Lisa Shivcha in a yochel, Usnan gabi misha chetche evet vachetche ben choyrim, koifin es rabbi va oiso oiso ben choyrim mishum hai taime. The three even, es takasha, bekevege zeichen te zu und gilien ashas, the three even in chagigi es takasha, toisvis and an old asks, the Gemara says, by a chotzi shivcha vachatzi, Ben Chayim, we force the Odin to be Meshacha the Yevet because he has no Eitzah, Lisa Shivchei Neyochel, Lisa Bas Chayim Neyochel. So, place with Esther Kasha, let him sell himself for an Eved Ivri, be able to marry a Shivchei. So, Taisvus answers in one Teretz that, a ger cannot sell himself on Eved Ivri. It says, V'shabal Mishpachtoi, so Mameli can't sell himself on Eved Ivri. So it's not an Eitze. So the Turiyevan asks, here we do have an Eitze. Here we have here a Sufik. He's a Sufik Eved. Now the Tzad that he's an Eved, so he's Mutter B'Shivcha. The Tzad that he's a Kohen, so he'll sell himself to Eved Ivri, for an Eved Ivri, and a Kohen is also Mutter B'Shivcha. He sold himself for an Eved Ivri. So why are you koyfel l'shacher? So the Turiyevan answers that since over here the whole problem is maybe he's a Yisrael. So Yisrael is chayv in a MSAPI of a Ribye. Chatzi avet v'chatzi ben choyrin. So if he can be mekayim a Shevis Koldo is also not too bad. But a Yisroel on the tzad of his Akoyin is chayv and piriviv, and he's not yoytze piriviv by marrying a shivche, because it's isha v'ledot yilad, you know, it's not misyaches achot, so there won't be a kiyim, he has a chiyav of piriviv, and his chiyav won't be niskayim through selling himself for Eved Ivri and marrying a shivche. That's what the three Eben answers. There's another ha'ora on this Gemara, Rab Shimon and Shari Yosher, Shar Hei, Perik Yud Gimel. Rab Shimon asks a kasha, it's mevuor, and Bob Kame, and Bob Metzia, that one of the tnoyim of haknor, one can only be makna something if it's bershusoy. It's not Bershus, it doesn't have a shlita over it. Then he's a lav bar hakno. Ishki yagdish is beisem, a beisem Bershusay, of kol Bershusay. So he brings down a kasha, really this, each one is meshacha the other one. But, the eved, the true eved is not Bershusa odain. That means he has no shlita over him whatsoever. And in the moment we paskin that amaytzim mechaber all of aray, he doesn't have to work for him. He doesn't have any shlita whatsoever over him. So it's ein locho ein bereshusoi godol mizeh. If he doesn't have any schusim in him, so how could he be meshacher him? This kasha Rab Shimon asks. Rab Shimon want to say the yisod of the Torah of Rav Shimon is that the whole chesaron of any boshusoy is dafke by hakno. But the gedder of shichur is hafkois kinyin shel abaylam. Shichur is not giving something to the eved, you're taking away your bailus. He says to take away, if you want to give over something, so then it has to be under your control in order to be able to give it over to make someone else a bailam. Ishki yagdish is basay, so you're giving over your bailus to hegdish. So you have to have shlita over the thing you're giving over to hegdish. Mashenkin over here, shichur is not pshat, I'm giving over to the eved what I possess in him. No, I'm taking away my kinyan that I have in him, and through that he becomes an eved, an ois eved. So this helps on adobo sha'ini b'shusay also. Zak the Gemara weiter. The Mishnah was Messiahim, v'noisnin all of chumrei kehanim v'chumrei yisraelim. After each one was meshacha the other one, so we have in this taruves just one kohen and one yisrael. So we give on them, so each one has to be noyig by himself the chumris of kehanim and the chumris of yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchese, what halachis does he mean to tell us now? Amar Apope Leminchosam. It's an afkemina legabi, how we will be makriv the minche. Nikmetzes ke minchas Yisrael. The halacha is that a minche, you make kmitze, and the shirayim, that which is left over, is nechal kahanim. That's by a minchas Yisrael. By a minchas koyim is kulay, it has to be completely burnt. But it's not eaten like a minchas koyim. So here's the chumras of both. You have to, by a minchas koyim, you don't make kmitza. You mak the whole mincha on the mizbeach. Now, this is a sofik if he's a Yisroel or a koyim. So you may have to make kmitza on the tzad as a Yisroel. But it's einin echeles kminchas koyhanim. Okay, so what do you do? Hakoimetz korev ba'atzmai. First you have to make haktores hakoimetz al tzad that he's a Yisroel. Vashirayim kerevim ba'atzmai. Then you makter the rest of the shirayim ba'atzmon on the tzad that he's a koyim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Minchas Yisrael nikmetzes, v'shireo necholim, v'shirayim anechol, kidrsi v'komatz, v'anoyseres mimena yoich lo'arnobono. U'minchas koyin ain nikmetzes. A minchas koyin is not nikmetzes, v'shekuloi kolol. Shenema kol minchas koyin kolol tiye.
If one of these taruvas is misnadev mincha, tzricha kmitze. So we need kmitze, shema yisraelu. Umincha shaloi nikmitza psula, kezevach shaloi nishcha. But vishireo ain necholim, but the shirayim anat nechol, dilma koyinu. So we make two aktores, we make aktores ha-koimitz, and then we make aktores ha-shirayim on the tzad that he's a koim. So the Gemara says that's not poshet. Ikri kan. Kol shemimenu le'ishin areihu bebal taktiro. There's a haloche that a kolben, that haloche is you have to be makter achelik legavoya. So after you makti that chelik, the rest of the shirayim, there's a iser of bal taktir, you're not allowed to be makter it. Let us see Rashi. Ikri kan, eichi motzi makter lo l'shirayim. How could you be makter the shirayim? V'dilme minchas Yisraeli, v'shirayim gemurim hein, v'reihein v'bal taktiru. A minchas Yisrael, that is a shirayim, you're not permitted to be makter them. תחשיב, לא יסק תראה ממנו איש על השם, כל שממנו לאישם שנקטר ממנו, דובר הרוי להקטיר, הרי ישריים בבל תקטיר. So we have a problem, what do we do? אמר רב יהודה ברד רב שמן בן פזי, ומסיק להו לשום עצם כרב אלעזר. וסייניה רב אלעזר אומר, לריח ניחויח היא עתה מעלה, אבל עתה מעלה לשום עצם. That means when you marked something on the Mizbeach, it could be nictar for two purposes. It could burn for two purposes. Either you're makter it l'reich n'choyach, so this is a dover ha-nikrav, that means this is being nikrav al yedei haktorosoi, it's a kol manishel Hashem, and that is a loche, one is not permitted to be makriv the shirayim after the you are makter the that which is mechuyev haktor. But you can burn it with another purpose. You can burn it that this should be b'mokim eitzim. This should be the fuel. This should be a chelek of the fuel that the korbonis are being burnt on. So if you're burning it b'mokim eitzim, so there's no lav. The lav is not allowed to be makter l'reich nechoyer. I'm a makter l'reich nechoyer. I'm makter l'shum eitzim. And mistami he makes a tonight. That he says, that means if he's a Kohen, so then it should be L'Reich Nechayach. If he's a Yisrael, it should be L'Shemeitzim. Let us see Rashi. When Mizbech L'Yah L'Reich Nechayach, Basrei D'Akrod O'Lei Sektiru K'siv. And Milsid Rabbalozo, Bezvoch and Perik HaTarubis. Rabbi Yevori Chato, Shenis Arvu, Beivori Oilo. So you have a problem. Beivori Oilo. There's a mitzvah saktore. Beivori chatos. There's an isar aktore. Is Rabbi Lozor oimer, yinos nukulom lamayla. Vroyani is psar achatos, shehim shereim, ubabal taktiru, kilo haim eitzim. The kivin deloy mechavin laakturi, he's not mechavin to be makteret, that it should be a dover hanikra. Lav aktori, so doesn't have a teiris aktore. Umutalas is kaim, imneita konas oilo. Chomim oimrin tuba tzeroson v'yeitzu lebeis asreif. The Chomim say not allowed to do that either. You have to wait till after butzu and then you burn it. You don't burn it on the mizbeach. It's fafal. Here you'll be tuba tzeroson from everything, from the oila, the chatos, and you'll burn it beveis hadeshen. So the Gemara says, honichel rabbeloso. So according to rabbeloso, the aktor l'shem eitzim is permissible, so then will be makter the shiraim of the mincha with a tnai. The visa Yisrael, it should be l'shem eitzim. Ela rabbonon ma'ikal ameima. But according to the rabbonon, that the rabbonon don't hold on this eitzim, they hold this on Yisrael b'al taktiru, and you can't be makter l'shem eitzim. So the Gemara says, the ovid lo ki rabbelozo b'reb shimen. The sign here, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer. We'll see in Rashi, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, speaking about a minchas choyve of a koyim. He says as follows, a koyimetz korev la'atzmoy, v'ashirayim mispazrin al beis adeshen. The shirayim ha mispazrin al beis adeshen. That's what you do. Is vafilo rabbonu lepligi elei the rabbi loza b'rab shimin elo b'minchas choyti shol kahanim. The basa krovi avoloch afilo rabbonu moide. Here the rabbonu will be moide to rabbi loza b'rab shimin. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi loza b'rab shimin oimer gabi koyin ametamei migdosh. This English is... Migdosh, that means a kohen was metame migdosh, and he's mechuyev to being a kohen, it was nichtes b'migdosh betumim. B'dalei dalets, shemevi minchas choyte. Now, how is this mincha nikra? Now, there's two psukim. וקוסובו במנחס חייטה, והויסו לקוין כמנחה, ויסו לקוין כמנחה. כלומר, אם חייטה זה הקוין הוא, לפי זה הקוין, הרי הוא כמנחס ישראל. So just like a minchas Yisrael, ma minchas Yisrael nikmetzes, ab minchas chaytei shel kaihanim nikmetzes. So you make kmitz, you're not makter the whole thing right away. I ma minchas Yisrael shireh necholim, abzer shireh necholim, tamoloima v'chol minchas koin kolo tiyeh. No, it's burnt. Okay, it's up. הקוימץ קורב בעצמי בשיריים קרייביס לעצמון דברי רב שימן. So רב שימן has a drosha that is the seder that has a din, a minchas chayva of a koyin has dinay of minchas koyin, has din of minchas Yisrael, has a din of minchas Yisrael that is a din kmitze. Is a din of minchas koyen that it's kulay kolo. That's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon doesn't have a problem. Rab Elazar bar Rab Shimon oimer hakoymetz korev laatzmoi bashirayim mispazrin abeis hadeshen lemata mokim shenoisnim shom trumes hadeshen vanoitze vahainu eitzelam mizbeach. That the Yemakrib, the Koimis, and the rest is Nispasa. Now the Rabbonin Acholik Rab Shimon, Rab Elazar bar Rab Shimon, Ba'ad kan lepligi Rabbonin alei ba'omu de Shiraim Kreivim, Elo b'minchas choytei koin. He says, they're Acholik, and they hold that it's Korib, they have two psukim. So my mele, the sphere light, kula basa krobi, kiminchas nidvosa. Avol oche doloi mozi la akruvi, mishum shema zohu. Here you can't be makriv. Vishirayim gmurim heim, ubibal taktiru. This is emesse shirayim. It's bibal taktiru. Afila rabona moide de mispazren. So here the rabbonim are also moide the mispazren. So we do this aitu. That's what we're going to do. I see here everyone holds like a blaza barab shimon. Now let us see taisus. Vashirayim mispazren. Perish pekuntres mokim shemenichem shom trumes hadesh. That we are mefasel the mincha in the place of the trumas hadash. Ve'inir olari. The sign ye perik tvu yoyim. Pchnine ben antignes oima beiz botim hoyu. There were two botei deshen hoyu shom. Echod b'mizrochei shal mizbeach. Ve'echod b'mizrochei shal kevish. Voisen shohoyo b'mizrochei shal mizbeach. Hayinoisnim shom moirois ha'oif. Vedishim is beich hapnimi, vamenoire. Vizeh oiso shal trumas hadashin ten mucha chosa. Vizeh shohoyo bemizrochei shal kevesh, hoyesorfin shom psulei kodshe kadoshe. Now, agav ulche, the Taisus HaRosh says, he brings this down, punkt verkehrt, that they were soifin, the soirep by bemizrochei shal mizbeich, the Trumas Hadashin was by the Mizrochi Shal Kevesh. That's how it was. About Al Koponim, we have two Mekaymes. There was one the Mizrochi Shal Kevesh, and one the Mizrochi Shal Mizbeich. Now Koponim, by one of them, they were Seiref Psulei Kodshe Kadoshim. They were Seiref Psulei Kodshe Kadoshim. We heard in Psachim that by Kodshi Kadoshim, Mokim Achilosam Shom Sreifosam. That means you have to burn it where it's Oymed L'Achila. So it was Nisraf Bazor, and there was a Beis Hadashin. Now, Ube Mizrochei Shal Kevesh, Shesorfim Kodshi Kadoshim, Hoyu Mispazrim Shirayim, so they took the Shirayim, Do mispazren do hocho hainu nisrofim. So they burnt it. They burnt it. Do psulei bebailim. Vamrine beper keitzat soilim. Kol she psulei bedam ubebailim. To ubar tsurosei v'yoytzei lebeis ha-sreife. So that's what they did. In the beis ha-sreife of Kodshi Kodoshim is in the Azore. So that's what they did. Chiegav metnan besoite. Actually, Nimchika Hamegila Omro Eini Shoise is Megilos and Ignezes, and Minchosa Mispazeres Abeis Hadesh. What does there mean, Mispazeres Abeis Hadesh? And Bakoche Heinel is Reife. The Kachosh of Lobadi Oison Shemin Chosayem Nisrofeis. So there's a Sreife of Tuuba Tsuroson, and then Shoise Lobeis Hasreife. So here we have a problem. We don't know what to do with his minche. So it's we make ibur tzure. We make ibur tzure. Nitzaytzel abeis asreife. The Asher Shakiv asks a mirdeke kasha. According to Rashi, it's not clear what this pizzer is. Rashi didn't say it. It's asreife. Taisus says klor. It's to ubar tzurosa. And the Yotzel Abeis HaSreifa. So the Ashrish Yaakov asks, the Gemara said, what, we have a problem. What do we do with the Shiraya? He's a Sofik Zor, Sofik Koyim. So the Gemara says, the Shirayim, so according to Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, you'll be makterit l'shem Eitzim. Now Rashi brought down, where we have the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi in the Chachamim, Rabbi Lozo holds Yemakta L'Shem Eitzim. So Rashi brought down Gemara Evori Chatos Nisar Bevori Oyle. Rabbi Lozo im Inos Nukulam Lamayil Breni Yis Sar Chatos Shem Shiraim Abaltik Yilam Eitzim. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim do not hold of this Eitzah. So what do the Chachamim say if you have mixed up Eivori Chatos and Eivori Oilud, you don't know which is which. In the Chatos you can't be Magder, so there's a din to Uber Tzarosen, but Yotzel Abeis HaSreife. So we had before we brought down this Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon, before we had, if there's a problem, you don't know what to do, so there's a din of ibur tzure, and you burn it bebeis hadoshen, bebeis hasreif. So this is the chachamim already. So the Asher Shakiv says, so why did the Gemara all of a sudden have to bring a Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon, who's speaking about a minchas choyte, which there we don't, there's a different, what is the halacha by minchas choyte of a koy? So there's a machloikes, if you need a double lakto, you don't need a bo. If the untish teshure is, that this is, you don't know what to do. It's a psule bebailim. I can't do, so it's too much tzaros. We also make a sreifa. So we know this already. That aloha we know from before. If you don't know what to do, you got mixed up, evori chatos and evori oilon. You don't know what to do. So there's a din. Too much tzaros. We also make a sreifa. It's finished. So according to the chachamim who don't hold the eitz of yemakta l'shem eitz, and that's what you do. So why is it necessary to bring this whole memra of Rabbi Lozer b'Rab Shimon, who's speaking about a minchas chayve shel koyin, which is bechlal not negayos? There's a besunder din of minchas chayve shel koyin, what the seder akrov is. But we're speaking about that we have a problem. We don't know what to do. So you don't know what to do. The Gemara feels nice that I felt according to the Chum. So you don't have to bring this whole Maisa with a Minchas Chayte. If you'll say this means something else, it means Lafaza, it doesn't mean to burn it. Taisha says you have to read between the lines. It means to Butzerosa, Biyotza, La Beis HaSreife. And the Beis HaSreife is over there. The Mizrachi Shal Kevesh, the Mizrachi Shal Mizbeach. That's the Beis HaSreife. So according to Taisus, we know this already, what you do. So this was not necessary. According to Rashi, there's a psanudin over here by a mincha, there's a mefazer or beis hadesh. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Mi shelo isho aso acha bailo shloisha chadosh. You have a woman that after the first husband, this lady, did the first husband died, or first husband gave her a get, or a third tzia. So the din is al tzavchona, she has to wait 3 months, but she didn't. V'niseis, she got married, v'yolda, she had a child. V'ein yodua, we don't know in ben tisha l'rishin, in ben shiva l'achin, we don't know whose child this is. Hayu la bonim min harishin u bonim min hasheni. Now, this woman had children from both husbands. So theoretically, we have a suffix. We don't know whose brother the suffix is. But we have here a problem that each brother min ha'av, if he's not a brother min ha'av, he's a brother min ha'im. Because they all have the same mother. So they can't be miyabim. It's chiltsin v'loy miyabim. So both brothers, from both sides, from the rish and the sheni, they'll give chalitza, but they cannot give yibum. Chiltsin v'loy miyabim le'ishtei shol sofek ze. B'nei rish and chiltsin, shema ben aviyim hoye. V'loy miyabim, shema ben achinu, v'reyu achayim min ha'im, v'loy min ha'ov. V'zu alayim b'koris, v'chein b'nei ha'achayim, v'chein ula nishay seim. Now the same thing is v'chein ula hem, chaylitz v'lay miyab, the other way around. That means if he had a brother from the brothers from the first father, and the brothers from the second father, and he's left over, and he gives chalitza. If he's the only one that's loved, he'll give chalitza, but he can't be miyabim because could be this is ochiv min ha'im. Chaylitz v'loy miyabim. Hoyu loy achim min harishen v'achim min hasheni sheloy me'oysa ha'im. He had brothers from the same father. Not from the same mother. That means in both batim there are children that were born from the same father, not from the same mother. Is hu chaylitz umiyab. So if he wants, let's say if one of them died, one of his brothers died, so he gives chalitze, or if he wants, he can give yibum. The brother, so it's not a brother from the same mother. Hu chaylitz umiyabim. He's the only brother left, we'll see. So, Maman of Sheikh, if he's a brother, so he can be miyabim. If he's not a brother, so there's no chiyav yibum, he's the only brother left. Let us see Rashi. Hoy loy achim min arish min achim, shaloy me oisei ha'ein. Hoy chay lotzei miyab. La'eishes ben arish. Im ochiv hu arei toy, so he could be miyab. Vim lav noches hi etzloy, chugoyin she'ein ach elo hu. He's the only brother left. The lekel spuki bivom l'shut v'chein la'eishes ben ha'achim. V'heim, and what if the Suffolk died, and now we have a Suffolk who is his brother, is Echad Chaylitz V'Echad Miyab. So Memele, so then one gives Chalitze, and then the second one will give Yibum. The second one is Memonim Shech. If I'm a brother, it's Yibum. And if he's the brother, so it's not a Yibum Alashuk, because he gave Chalitze. V'Hein, so Rashi says, Achin, Echad Chaylitz V'Echad Miyab. Oy ben der rishne ben achen khailos lo, ba khaver me yabm, im yebem tehi yare toy bim lav noch esi. So she stammers a strange person, mishim yebom lo shklaka shrei khalos lo yebom, o yebom mos khailos. That was a case if both husbands were Yisraelim, Oye echad Yisrael ve echad Kohen. So now we have new problems. So now we don't know if this child is a Sofik ben Teisha Larishin, Sofik ben Sheva La'achain, is he a Kohen or Yisrael? Oye, yeah. Noise Isha Ruya Lekohen. So he has to make sure to marry an Isha that only a Kohen is permitted to marry. Vein, yeah. Vein Metamala Mason. He's not permitted to marry Metamala Mason. Vim Nitmo, and if he became Tomei, ain a Soifig as a boy. Lido Hiti, you can't give him Malkis, because maybe he's a Yisrael. Ain a Yoichel Betrum, he's not permitted to eat Trum. Vimochalein a Mishalm Kerem Bechoyish, but if he ate Trum a Bishoyge, there's no den Tashlumi Kerem Bechoyish, maybe he's a coin. Vain a Chaylek ala Goyim, we don't give him a Chaylek. Of Truma, he's a Sofik Kohen. Umoicher HaTruma. Now the Truma that he has to give for Kahanim, she's not mechuyev to give it because maybe himself is a Kohen. So he sells it for Domim Shaloi. Bein Echelik beKotshe Kotshim. He doesn't get a Chelik in the Oiris of Kotshe Kotshim. Bein Noisnim Loyes HaKadoshim. He won't give him a B'chayr. If he was born by him, you don't take it away from him. Upotam in Ezrai v'chayayim v'keiva. He's a Sofikoyim. U'b'chayroi, what if Abchayr was born by him? Yeroi ya'ad she'yistayiv. So then, it should be roi ya'ad she'yistayiv. He cannot, he's allowed by our krove, so it's right she'yistayiv. V'noisnim olo v'chumri kanim v'chumri Yisrael. Ho yishneim kanim. What is if both the Sofik fathers were kahanim? So mamela, so he's zichar kohen. Now, he's zichar kohen. So now, if one of them dies, hu oinen aleihem. So, like this, an oinen is also bekotshim. So if one of them dies, so for each one he's anoin. By each one that dies, he's anoin, because each one is a Sofik father. And if he died, so both of them are oininim. They can eat kotshim that day. Who ain't metame lehem? He cannot be metame to any one of them, because each one is a Sofik father. Vehem einon metamim loy, they can't be metamim to him because he's a Sofik son. Hu eino yoyresh oison, he doesn't yarshin them because the other yorshim amapchem. Avol heim yorshin oisoy. But when he dies, so then the two families come together. They say, listen, either he's our brother or your brother. So it's Mamun Amutu B'Safik and Chayuki. U'potar al Malkosai v'al Kilolosai Shelzeh v'Shelzeh. And if he'll hit or be Mekalo any one of the Safik fathers, he's Pater. Oile b'mishmari Shelzeh v'Shelzeh. So Lachel say he's makriv. Now he has two fathers and there's two mishmores. So he's makriv by each mishmor. Ve'enei choylik. But he is not choylik. He doesn't get chalokim in the mishmores, because when it comes to the chalokim, they say maybe don't belong to this mishmor. Im ho yushneim b'mishmor echot. But if both Sofik Tikya fathers belong to one Mishma, is Neitel Chelek Echad. So Maman of Shech, he gets one Chelek. Hakaponim Yizichi belongs to this Mishma, either out this father or the other father. Ein Sofik Dilmalav Koyinu, Hu Einen Aleim, Lechumre, Shema Ze Oviv. Then it says later, So the Gemara asks later, Amir de Kekash, Eichi Domi de Shteim Chaim. Here it says, Shneim Oinenim Olov. So, it seems that both of them are alive, both parents are alive. So, if the first husband is alive, how did she get married to the second husband? Like this we could learn, Shat, that the first husband died and she got married to the second husband. But now it says that Hain Oinanim Olov, so it sees both husbands are alive. So, Mamela, how did she get married to the second one? Im Taime Begrushe, that he gave her a gift. So, Mamela, so now let's ask another pertinent question. If the first husband gave her a get, how did she marry the second husband who was a Kohen? We say, Hayishneim Kahanim. So we'll say they married Be'isel. So if they married Be'isel, so now the Suffolk is a Suffolk Kohen, Suffolk Cholo. So my who ain't metamal the rishon. So why can he be metamal the rishon in mon nevshech? Im b'noi who if he's the ben rishon aray toiv. Vim einoi b'noi if he's not the ben rishon. So aray you cholo. Meforish b'gmol. So the gmol is going to ask this kasha. And she's like, well, if she should be able to be metama to the first one. Who ain't a yerush oison? The Yoshin Matchin Oisoi Elu Eitzel Elu. Vehein Yoshin Oisoi, the Mimak of Al Yodam, who stopped them. Baba Mona with the Besovic for Helkin Beit Shnei. Voila be Mishmore Lavoi, he goes to the Mishmor Shazem, Mishmor Shazem, Ein Bene Mishmor Makrim Olof. Ablaine Chaylik, but he's not Chaylik, or Mishmor Dochile Legabi Chavre. Could be you belong to the other Mishmor. Zakte Gemara, davke mechlets v'hoda yivumi. He says, we had in the Mishnah that if you had achim shaloi min ha'im, v'heim echot chelets v'echot miyab. Now the Suffolk died. So one gives chalitza and one gives yivum. Davke mechlets v'hoda yivumi. Avol yivumi berei shaloi. But to give, the first one should give yivumi can't. The kapoga be yivom alishuk. Because, but there's a suffix case this. The one will start off with yivum. Maybe this is a yivom alishuk. Zot rashi, davke mechlets v'hoda yivumi. Oyolei ach min arish min asheni. Shaloi mei oisei ha'im. Diktoni masnisen behein echot chelz vech meyabim. Davke, the say this davke, michlitz chad vahod yivum mechadre. Avo yivum mi berei shaloi, dilma poga bi yivom alashuk, shami yivim tay shal chavei roi hi voloi shaloi. Zot the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, asore kaihanim oimdim. There's 10 kahanim, upirish echot mehem, uboal. And I know one of these 10 kahanim was boil a pnuye. Havlad shtuki. So the vlad that's born is a shtuki. So the Gemara says, my shtuki. What do you mean is a shtuki? Gabi, what aloha does he have in shtuki? I leime shemeshaskin oisoi minichsei oviv leken yashin his father. Pshite. Mi yodinen avu amon. I know his father is. That's bullshit. Elo shemeshaskin oisoi midin kohunim. But he can't do the avoide. The Ritva says he can't eat to me either. My time omakro vo hoiso loy ulezaroi acho briskuna soilom. Beino, what's that? Zaroi acho binen zaroi meyuches acho velek. Nidzare meyuches acho. And my mele here, it's ain't zare miyuches achav. Mas givlo Rav Pope, so this is a Shmuel Zadroshe. El meyata gabi Avrom, dachsiv liyois lachol alakim, ulazarecho achecho. Hosom maiko mazel eirachmonim. So what's over there? Here you're telling me that you can't do the avoidim. It's not miyuchas achav.
What's by Bnei Avrom? What's the Yin Zare Miyuchasacha? We're talking about Yisrael. Hachikom alai leitinsev oivedes kachovim v'shivche loilezo zaracho basro. That'll be Miyuchas Achrei. Let us see Rashi. Havlat Shtuki. Bekosheru, dopshitalon, de ben koina bolapnuyo, it's a ben koina bolapnuyo. Midin kohune, milavid avoide, the afal gavlin yin yuchsin lise isha kosher, apostle avoide. This at nine avoide, in yin zare miyuches achob, achob sheniker zare ishehu shaloi. Maiko mazar achmona by Avroma vin oil, bohu achob kadosh lenin psukune, Oche my psul kadoshes be ovadi gabi Yisroel kosheru ba'id izicha kosher nam yichasachem ken asorik shem oimdim epir shechem meim albo zarach o basro kedom epergim o degdushin shivcha vlad kamoy dachsi bishvi ladeo vededes kechovim siv ki yoser es bincha bincha bo mini Yisrael iskori bincha Ein bincha habomi veskechom kori bincha elo beno. Now we have here that there was a tzivui tavrom avinu that he should not marry a shivche, he should not marry a goite. So the mashal mutzitzich, how did he marry Hogar? Shivchas, she was a shivcha mitzris. How did he marry? It was mitzuvah not to marry a shivche. Yislocho olozarcho achrecho. The Briskerov, Parsha's boy, is Ma'irah. And you see something very interesting. You shouldn't marry a goy. You shouldn't marry a shifres. Who should you marry? Who did Avraham have to marry? Sagiyeres. So Vaistachois, and Agiyeres, before Matan Teirele didn't have a yid. There's an Issa of goy, there's an Issa of shifres. Weistois, that there's a third alternative. There's an alternative of Yid. So Weistois, the Geiris before Matan Teure gave them a Din Yisroel. That's how it would seem. Fine. Akoponim, so we have now the Memre of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Akoponim by a Koyin, he's possible to do the Avoide if he's not Meyuchas to his father. Meisvei. We heard in Perik HaCholitz that there were two brothers, they were Kahanim, and the second brother was Miyabim, Eishes HaRishin, before 3 months. And it's a Sofik ben Teishel Rishin ben Shebel HaAchrein. So the son that's born, this first child that's born, is Rishin, is Roy Liyos Kohen Gadol. That means the first child is going to be a Kohen Gadol, because either if he's the Ben Arishin, so he's the Ben Arishin, so he died with a child. If he's the Ben Arishin, so he died without a child. So Al Kaponim, there's no problem whatsoever on the first child. The second child already is a Suffolk Mamza, but the first child, she's Muberes from the first, so it's kosher. Muberes from the second. So the Mishnah says, Rishin lo Eli is Kohen Gadol. Now that's big expectations. He's going to be a Kohen Gadol. Vabinen zare miyuches achov. So this is a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said by Kohune, you need zare miyuches achov. How could this Rishin be a Kohen Gadol? It's not a possible, but he can't be a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara answers, Zarei meyuches achov derabon. This whole drosh is only a derabon on the cross machte b'yalme. V'chigozo rabon on this whole zere derabon is dafke biznus. If they were mezan, like this case of Shmuel, Pirish, Ubol, biznus, that I said, he can't do the avoide. Of a menesuin like gozo rabon on, but here there was nesuin. So even though it's not miyuches achav, it's legoza rabon.
What does Rashi say? Rishon Reilius Kohen Gadol, Eicher Shemiyabem, Eishes Ochiv Besoich Gimul, the Yolda Sofik Ben Tesla Rishon, Sofik Ben Shiva Lachin Beperek Acheilus. Fregte Gemore, fine. So that Mishnah you fanfed, but you're telling me by Znus Lamais is not going to do that way. Biznus mi goza rabono, what a rabonon goza by znus, was none. We learned in our Mishneh, Mishalo isho sa acha bailo shloisha chadoshim, kniseis, biyoldo. My acha bailo. What happened over here after her first husband, she got married? Ila, how did she get married? Ilay ma acha, Mrs. Bailo. That the, her husband died, and she got married before 3 months, Amos Sefer. Who oinen aleihem, behein oinenim olof. That he's an oinon on them, and they're an oinon on him. Nabishloimah, who oinen aleihem, mashkachas lo, binisuin desheini. Okay, it could be that the second one married her. The first husband had died. And watch out, who oinen aleihem, so how can be Einan Aleihem? He was born after the first one's death. V'likat Atzomis the comment. We're speaking about that there was a Yom Likat Atzomis of the first Sufik father. So there's a Din Aninus on that day. So Memela Yom Likat Atzomis is that's who Einan Aleihem. There's a Misufik, there's a Chiyav Aninus because of the first father, because of the second. Elaheim oinenim olav heichem mashkachas lo. But what's pshat? Heim oinenim olav. That when he dies, the two fathers have to be oinenim. Kamo hamislei. The first father died already. Ve'elo begrushas. He say no. Both are still alive. And she married the second one because the first husband gave her a gift. Umay acha bailo. It says in the Mishnah, Shleishosa acha bailo, not acha misses bailo, acha get bailo. Ein maseifer. Who ain metama lahem? He is not metama to them. Vehem ain a metamim loy. Is bishloy mehain ain metamim loy lechumre. The chol chad vechad, dilme lav breyu. So this is very good. He's a Sufik son. So, Mamela, none of the fathers can be metamatim. Elohu ain metamalahem amai. Why can he be metamatim, any of them? Bishloim b'lishayin yilay metamalay. To the second one, he can't be metamatim. Maybe he's a son of the first. Elolarishin letamalay mimonavshech. Let him be metamatim to the first mimonavshech. Ibrehu, if he's a son, shapika metamalay. So he can be metamatim. The I bar basrahu is shapika metamalei the chololu. So the Mishnah Shreklach, it can't be speaking about the first husband died. It can't be speaking about that the first husband gave a get. Elo lav biznus. No, it's speaking about that these two wasn't a baal, it was a boil. Yeah, umay acha bailo acha boilo. So these two kahanim were boyala. And the first kohen was boyala. Then the second kohen was boyala. And there was less than a 3 month span in between. And I don't know which kohen is his father. But Al Kaponim, both of them are his father. Now it's very good. Who are in an aleim? Who are in the molav? It's very good. He has two live fathers, and he can be metame because he's a koyim. Oktani sefer. So now we have a Mishnah. We're speaking about the two kahanim were mezana with anisha. We have in the sefer the two kahanim were mezana with anisha, and then he's a vaday koyim. And then it says later that. Oila be mishma shalza be shalza, and he does the avoid in the mishma of each one of his fathers. So we see close, so this whole shtick Torah that Shmuel had said, that the whole thing is in a smachta, but biznus goes rabon, he can't do avoid it. this person was born a Yedeznus, and he does do the Avodah. Omar Rav Shmai. No, it's not speaking about Znus. B'memaenes. It's speaking about that she got married Alts Ktana to the first one. Then she was Memayin. And then she didn't wait 3 months and she got married to the second one. So Memela is now it's very good. So there's no kasha how she could marry the second one. And it's shaykh that both husbands are still alive. So Shalma Yisrael. So the Gemara says Memaenes, if she was Memayin after the first one, so it means that she, so Bishas me and she was Aktane. Is Miko Yoldo, Aktane can have a child. For Tony Rav Bibi Kameda Rav Nachman, Sholish Noshim Mishamshes Bemoich. Ktane Muberes Umeiniko, Ktano Shematis Abba Vetomus. Miubere Shematasu Ubresandl. Meiniko Shematigmalas Beno. Viomus. She will stop nursing. Basic tana mi bas achas esri shon of yemechod ad bash taim esri shon of yemechod. And then this man, if she become this abba, she'll be mates. Pochis mikan, if she's less than yudalev, she'll never become this abba. A yeser al kain, then when she's a gedoylem, is mishameshes kedarka beilaches, divrei rameyem. Chamamoyimrim, achazu vachazu mishameshes kedarka beilaches, mina shemaim yirachmo. Shenemar, shoymer, psoyim Hashem. So memele, so this is not a good teretz. You can't say it's speaking about, you can't say it is speaking about that the first one, she was Mamayin in the first husband, so then it had to be that Bishas means she was a Ketana. So there's no suffix of Sabantesha L'rishon. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? It's right that you've to the Shmu. And the Mishnah says, Klo, that he could do the Avodah. Zog the Gemara, Mashkachas lo b'kdushay tois. No, she married someone. And later, he was yaitze mimenu, and it was kedushay tois. That's what she was yaitze mimenu, and then she married the second one. Uchter Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Vilay nisposa asura. If she wasn't forced, she's also a baila. Hon nisposa muteres. Vesh lochels apishaloy nisposa muteres. She wasn't forced and she's muter. Eze zu she kidusheo kidushei tois. Shafilu b'no murkav al kseifo mime'enes v'hileches lo. That the first kedushin was kedushei tois, but it's not snus. So memele. So then it's shach, he should do the avoid. Let us see Rashi. Bishlam Hashem Yilei Metame, Shem Ben Rishnu, Bekoyen Kosho, Elo La Biznus, Shneem Ba La Biznus, Hilke Chayim Metame Lehen, De Ben Kach O Ben Kach, Koyen Kosho, Mashkach Hosu Oin En Olay, Vein Olav, Dot Havai Yichos Olay, Kma Enes, Lo Yilom Biznus, Lo Yimetuk, Da Posol Avoide, Lo Yimotzi Le Misni Oile Bimishmorei Sholzeh Bisholzeh, Ala Heichi Mashkach Haslom, The Roy Bemisesh Nevei Metamalem, the Koin Kosheru, Bemeenes Yisoyme, Shemiyena Bebailo, Vloisho, so Shloisha Chadoshim Venises. So the Gemara asks, we learn, Shalosh Noshim Shamshis Bemoich, Motoris Lita Moich, by Samochim Shloyis Abru, Shematasa Ubro Sandal, Ubro Sheni Dechikesarishin, Apeches Esorosi Bamapelos, Veze Iktane, שמסעבר את המס מבשיד א', לעניין מיון, מה מבשיד ב' שמחד לממנס? שכן בממיין לידה, מכמה יוחרטוני די מעבר המסע, פרח זה מכאן אין מסעבר את כלל, יויסע זה מעבר לא מסע. So Mamela Sohad Yeva case that she was Mamayin and the first husband in the philosophic Fantasia Larish. Bekdush Eitois Al Tanai. Veloiniskaya. Denavkeminei Veloi Gita. Veniseis Veseich Gimel. And now she got married to Eich Gimel. Mashkachos lo d'royem isa shneyem. That the son saw both of them die. The koyin koshon is a koyin koshon. Lefikach einem metam alahem. Oile b'mishmorei la'avoid. Biznuskai gavnet avidei nesuin le'gozer rabonu. He miyutel Bohri kama, he claim isha gemura, the chiloinen, so bezinza surav, yeshlachers apopi, sheniva lo tachas baila berotzin, muteres la baila bezer, this is a balas nai. Veleches lo, vikim dleboi minegita la vishte habi, vizinza rei kipnuye shezinza muteres loi. So kaponim, that's the case of our Mishnah. I saw the the Yaivitz asks Akasha, the Moses is Kedushe Toit. So the Yaivitz asks Lachaira, it was Nisuin by the first one. So there's Nisuin by the he was Bailat, so Sofik Ben Taisha Larishim. So if there was Nisuin by the first one, so we learned before, ain't Nai Ben Nisuin. So what happened over here? So Lachaira, he was Meichel the Tanai by the Chuppah. So, so how do we have a case of Kedushe Tois? So the Yaivitz answered it was Ba'aleha Haltzarusim. That's what the Yaivitz answers. They didn't understand. So if it was Bala al-Tzalus, he also had the same problem. How is he boil up? Obi bilas, obi bilas nus. Sakoch is meichel that night. Lachere ain't nai ben nesuin is acheshbe, not adin in nesuin. I think that ain't nai ben nesuin, because if he wants that night to exist, they'll come out, or it might be she sees a pnuye, so they're not married, so be a bias nus. Zakocher is meichel that night. So if it was Bola al-Tzarusa, so also is meichel that night. So we have the same problem. So she should be married to the first one. It could be, we had a Rashi in Seif, Amona Lekoyin Gadol. Rashi says that an Aruse is also to the Orus the Gozru al Yichud shel Pnuye. That's what Rashi says. The Gozru al Yichud shel Pnuye. So Meir de Kerashi. So Rashi Lacher is telling us that the Gabi Aheter Bia, she still has a Din Pnuye. That means the Basalono as Arusa is Vitalona as the Suisloni de Chupa Vikdushin, so Pshad is that Kozman, she's not a Nesue, she has a din of a Pnuye. That's what Rashi says, the Gozlo Yichot Shapnuye, she has a Shem Pnuye till Nesue. So Lachair could be this what the Yaivet says. All the time when a person makes Nesuin, so we say, listen, if you want the type night to continue, be his nose, chasu shalom. So Al-Kochoch, he's meichel that night. But over here, if he's making beer when she's in Arusa, he is mezana with her. I mean, Yot nai, nisht nai, he's mizana with her. Abiyas and Arusa is a din of Abiyas Pnuya. He's mizana with her. So by him there's no kasha, so what's with the tnai? I mean, he himself, zicha, is choshe to me, he's making Abiyas nus. So then the tnai doesn't bother him. The tnai only bothers people who are afraid of Abiyas nus. They know the ma'isa bilos abilas nus. So therefore, when he makes chuppah, so he's meichel the tnai. But this person he's making a business with a saivah, so he's not meichel the tnai. Could be that's pshat in the yaivah.
Let us see Toisvis. Oyeloi achim in orishim in hasheini. So Toisvis on his peyer shameish al kulam leinisha ki im hu labade. Chaylitz miyam. Namam oyeloi achach aloi davle yevom leshuk. And he could be miyam, but then he couldn't be miyam. Maybe she's yevom leshuk. Veizin zushik deshek dushay Toisvis mach the balmi. The pshita, the lav kedushin. This is not kedushin, but yeah. Poyu shneim kehanim. Tana rabbanu. We heard in the Mishnah hikazev v'chazav hikazev. We heard that. We had potah makosav al kilolos and shalzeh v'shalzeh. How you shneim kam? Tana rabon. Ike zeh, v'chozar v'hike zeh. Kilol zeh, v'chozar v'kilol zeh. Kilol shneim v'basachas. Ike shneim v'basachas. Chai is the tana kama holds, in all these cases you're chai. Ab Yehuda oima v'basachas chai v'zeh achazeh potah. So the what's the source of the Tanakam? Shrei echad meim ovi v'hiko. And here it says in the brackets, k'sov ha'scho sofik shmo ha'scho. So the Tanakam ha'scho sofik shmo ha'scho. So Yizich was maka ovi, and ha'scho sofik shmo ha'scho. So me'melem. So that's why he's chayiv. So now, Rafael Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asro Sofik, Loishma Asro, is Chayiv, the Basro Vada Hisroboy. Altake Shneim, Shibemake Zu, Ata Mischayiv, you'll be Mischayiv. Bazeach Azer Potter, Vikishtei Asro, is Chochoda Vachoda, Basro Sofik, Lotana Kam Asro Sofik, Shmo Asro, Oil Mimonov Shechova. Al Koponim, we have over here that Emachlik is Tanoim. Abu Basachas, everyone holds his chai. So the Gemara says, Basani Rabbi Yudai me pota be Basachas. He pota Basachas also. So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi alibed Rabbi Yehuda. My time is the man the pota. But Zmachloik is one man the Omer holds that I come to Rivi the full Basachas Yos the Potter. My time with the man the Potter. Omer Rabbi Chanine Nema Brocha Lamato. It says Klola Lamato, but Nema Brocha Lamailo. Ma Lamailo Shein Boshutfis, Av Lamato Shein Boshutfis, Ve Iskish Ako Leklol. Zogt Rashi. My time with the man the Potter Basachas, O Vadai Asroisi, says Ros Vadai. Yeah. Lamato ba'ovi v'imoy. Lamailo klape mailo. Kiyakalo l'leikov. Iskish ha'kol l'klole. B'parshas ve'il mishpoti somchen inyo. Sheposa kechad mapsik b'nei. B'tamad yom ha'kishu b'elein ha'nachnoki. So me'melis, what is pshat in the Gemara? So pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That if yom makish Hakola klola. He says by klola, there's a cloud that it has to be just like the klola. Klape mailo is shaloi b'shutfis. That shekala l'alikov. So that ko also has to be a ko she'ena m'shutefes. So, if it's Iker Shneim, so this is our Komisha Tefes, it's not Dumya the Klola. And one man, the Amod, you're not Makish HaKola Klola. So even though Klola is not Bishutfis, but HaKola could be Bishutfis. According to the Manda Yoma, that says that Yopota, the second Loshen Rabbi Yudi Yopota by Akom Mishutefes, because it has to be Dumya de Klola. So what will be if you'll hit Bahakor Achas, your father and someone else, but not another Suffolk father? He says, L'chayre, the whole svar over here is, here the whole chiyav akor can only be because of the shittuf. Because I don't know which one is the father, so my meila with akor mishetafis is a chiyav. So that you have exeris akos of the chiyav akor is dumya than the chiyav klola, just the chiyav klola is without shittuf, so within the chiyav akor. But here, that what is Tamazoi is Mishatef, L'chayre, should not be a problem. That's what he brings there, Shalmi, that says, it is Potter. Let us see Toysvis. Ikeze, Kilolaze, Ikeshne Basachas Chayt. Zu, Veinzoch, Loimuzuk Toni. He says, first the Tanakama said that Asro Sofik is Chayt, and then he said that Asro Svadi is Chayt. Leichosh lemisni ben yenacha, kiven Rabbi Yehuda poligalo machalek ben zeachazel lebasachas. So Mamela says it's no different how he said it, Tosfos. He wants to say, then it doesn't matter. V'rach goras hikashneim. So since he said Ikash name, not just saying, explaining it, not saying to Allah, she's just explaining the Ikash name, so maybe then there's no din of Zuvain Tzach Loimazu. I'm not saying to Allah, I'm explaining what I said Ikash name. The Ein Lahaksha is how the Omar is Lokish Batarubes. Hapigul va noiso shabololon ze bo ze pota. Let's say a person had he had pigul and noiso that he get mixed up together. So he's pota. Yevsha shalo yarbe min al chaveiroi v'yevatlenu. So the Gemara says that b'shas achilosoi mistome in one part of his mouth, so there's more one mean than the other. It gets some mele and in that chelik, so the isurim avatlam zezeh. So you have, let's say there's more in one part, there's more noiso than pigu. So the pigle becomes bottle to the noisa. So I don't have a kezias of pigle. So he chai about noisa. I don't know what was in the bishas he chewed it, which was roiv and which wasn't roiv. So memele, so he can't give him malchus. Because I don't know what lemaisa he had. If he had a kezias of pigle or kezias of noisa. The day kosam dasro sofik loishma asro. Umayishno mehika shneim bebasachas. So if I talk to Isvis, here, in this achila, he's eating two kezaisim. Perhaps he's only chayv on one, because one became bottles. He doesn't have a shir of two kezaisim of both, but al koponim. But this is called Asro Zvada. He's Zicha Oiva Nisa. There's no Sofik. Hamayish Namika Shnei Bebasachas. So Toysi says, Loidomi, the Hoche Yoideya Du Oiva Allah, who Misa the Maka Oviv Bibir. He knows what Avera is being Oiva also. And he knows he's doing an Avera. So Memele, so that's called Asro Zvada. You don't have to know which one is your father. But you have to know Al Kaponim,
that you're doing this Aveira, and with this Pula, you can be over on this Aveira. That's enough. Masha Enkin over there, Avol Hosam, any day, Ezoi Min Hirbal Chaveira. So that means he knows he's doing an Aveira, but he doesn't know which Aveira he's doing. So that's Zichr called Asro Sofik. He says, Asro Sofik, Al Taloch of Asro, I have to know what Aveira I'm doing. So Mamel, he doesn't know what Aveira he's doing. So Mamel, that's called Asro Sofik. Let us see the Gemara further. It says, Oila b'mishbarei shal zeh v'shal zeh v'einei choylik. So the Gemara asks, v'mi'acha v'einei choylik lama oila? If he's not going to get a choylik, so why should he be oila? Why should he be makriv in that mishmal? So the Gemara says, Lama oile? That's a kasha? Oma be'ina d'neved mitzvah. What's a kasha, Lama oile? Ela ola leiktom. Now the Gemara, the kasha is as follows. If it would say, ola, if he was ola, he's ola, he was ola, but for pikim vein echailis. That's good. Ama oile? Balkochoi, but he has to be Oila. So why does he has to be Oila in each Mishma? Oma, Rab Acha, Bachanina, Marabayim, Rabasim, Rab Yechne, Mishum, Pgam, Mishkoch. Let us see Rashi. Oma, Bina, David, Mitzvah, Bitmi, Gassinel, the Kamrat, Loma, Oila, Ovadi, Beloi, Chaluke, Nichel, Elamavid, Mitzvah. Alaboy hoche, this is the kasha. Not lama, ola loik toni, the nisna ola be mishmori ene chayl. Al koche, dafel gov de ene chayl, kafinen le labid. So why is it kafinen le labid in each mishma? So the magi and the ritva wants to be moisef eps. What's the gefella? Heist this, the kaifen ala mitzvahs. He doesn't know which is his Mishma, so he wants to say could be that the Pasuk says that the Matnas Kuna are Scha Chelech Abidaschem, Chelech Abidaschem. So Memele, so it's like a Schirus, the Ktsoi says. I mean, that's what a Koyin does the avoid, he's being paid for this, it's a Schirus. So, if he's not getting paid, so there's no chiyuv. So that wants to be metzadet. So why do you force him to do the avoda? So Mora says, Mishum Pgam, Shtei Mishpochei Sheboishin Olo, Sheyemru Bnei Odom Posu Lo Avoda, Nei Mishmori Shechem Lachayfu Leim Lahel Vahimim Alech Shatam Mishpochei Shalonu Avoda Mishmi Shalonu, שאמרו בני אדם שלרוך אוי ומשמע אחר פוסלו זה וכן משמר של אחר. זוג תגמור הבית אם הוא יהיו שניים במשמע יצא אז אם הוא יהיו שניים במשמע אחר נוי תלכי לקח. So the Gemara says, why is it that way? מה ישנו שניים משמר יש דלוי? Why if each coin belong to a different משמר, so he doesn't get a chaylik. The ozel ha-mishmor ha-matchalei, ozel ha-mishmor ha-matchalei. Is mishmerech ha-nami, ozel ha-beis ha-matchalei. It's also the same thing. Ozel ha-beis ha-matchalei. There were six batei ovis in each mishmor. So why can they be matchim? Why What does Rashi say? Kol mishma cholak l'shita botei ovis, chol echad oived es yoimai, v'noitel oires kochim aboim b'yoimai. Each one that takes for that yoim. Oile bal kochoi temek tzas hecha mashmoi da oile bal kochoi. Dume bal kochom the name mishmore koi. Maybe it means that he can force them, that he can do the way they can stop it. Im hoyu shneim teima amayle po chelek echa pshite. This last in this poshit. Shemishim de tonu lalel tonu leina mihoch. Hodrim aloch neusin alanusa.